I don't do a whole lot of Oregon Trail stories because, well, you know, those stories have pretty much been done. They also follow in pretty clearly with the common narrative of Oregon pioneers, you know, brave, noble, wagon trains, etc. But I had to make an exception for this one because this is a wagon train that was led to Oregon by a dead man, preserved in a box of whiskey all the way over. And in fact, if he hadn't been there, they probably would have never made it. They probably would have been killed along the way. So I'll tell you all about that in just a minute. My name's Finn J.D. John, and it's Thursday, May 17th. I'm reading you a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column that I write, which is called Offbeat Oregon History. And I do this every day. Of course, if you're subscribed already, you know that. If you're not subscribed and would like some more information about it, it's free, of course. Stay tuned or check it out on offbeatoregon.com. Today's column ran in the newspapers on July 18th, 2010, under the headline, Wagon Train to Oregon Was Led by a Dead Man, Willie Kyle. Okay, here we go. The Aurora Colony, founded in 1856, is one of the real treasures of Oregon history. But ironically enough, it might never have happened if young Willie Kyle hadn't died. Willie Kyle was 19 years old in 1855. That was the year a party from Bethel, the Christian commune that Willie's father led in northern Missouri, packed up its wagons to head for the Oregon Territory. Young Willie was terrifically excited for the journey. Missouri at the time was the jumping-off place for westward-bound immigrants, and Willie had met plenty of them as they geared up for their journey. Bethel craftsmen were famous for quality and honesty, and hundreds of emigrants had bought their goods and supplies for the journey from them. The Oregon Trail was the great adventure of Willie's generation, and he yearned to take part in it. His father, Dr. Wilhelm Kyle, had promised that he'd lead the train when they left. Then, just before it was time to leave, young Willie became desperately ill and then died. A promise was a promise, and Willie's grieving father had promised his boy he'd be leading that wagon train. So lead the train he would. The elder Kyle arranged for a lead-lined coffin that would not leak, filled it up with the high-quality whiskey, Golden Rule brand, that Bethel's distillery produced, and laid his boy to rest in it. Then a special transcontinental hearse was built. When the wagon train left Missouri, the hearse was at the head of the line. Now, 1855 was a bad year to be on the Oregon Trail. Native Americans were growing exasperated with all the traffic, and they knew very well that the purpose of it was to kick them off their land. It might be the West Coast tribe's turn today, but it would be theirs tomorrow, and in 1855 they were actively trying to do something about it. At several military outposts along the way, the Kyle party was urged to turn back and wait a year. Dr. Kyle would politely hear the speaker out, and the wagon train would press on. The Lord would protect his own, Kyle would say. But then, by the time Kyle was hearing this sort of advice, he'd already met many Indians. Word was spreading among the tribes that there was a particularly big wagon train led by a dead man coming through. Party after party of heavily armed Sioux and other Plains Indians came to see. They'd take a peek into the coffin, look impressed, make gestures of friendship, listen to a couple hymns in German, and be on their way. But the Indians didn't just leave the Bethel party alone. Many were actively helpful and friendly. At one point, when some of the party's livestock escaped, a group of Indians from the Cayuse or Yakima tribe actually drove the animals back to the train. The party passed the charred remnants of at least one less fortunate wagon train along the way. In the discolored iron bands and burned corpses, they saw what probably would have happened to them without the protective presence of young Willie Kyle. They stopped to bury and pray for the dead and moved on. When the party arrived at its destination in the Coast Range of what's now southwest Washington, Dr. Kyle found its gray and misty weather tiresome. His scouts found a more suitable spot south of the Columbia, and the colony soon moved to what's now Aurora. There is much more to tell about the Aurora colony, but that will have to wait for another time. As for Willie, he was buried upon arrival at the older site in Washington. His tombstone can be found at Willie Kyle's Grave State Park on Washington's Highway 6 near the community of Menlo. He is, of course, the only person ever known to have traversed the entire Oregon Trail while dead. That's it for today. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, there's hundreds more from the last 4 years on the website, offbeatoregon.com. Also at offbeatoregon.com, you can subscribe to these podcasts to get them delivered straight to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes. You can also join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feeds from the links on the page. This column's covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. And if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, please look me up. I love geeking out with fellow history buffs, especially if there's coffee or Irish stout involved. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. And one more thing, I just want to mention my book, Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, which is coming out June 5th. And if you enjoy this podcast, I'm betting that you probably will enjoy that book, and I would like to invite you to take a look at it. The website's up. You can check it out. There's a, quote, lost chapter, which didn't fit in the book, which I've published online. And you can find it by clicking on the little icon of the head of James Lapius, one of Portland's early police chiefs, in the header at the website. Just go to wicked-portland.com, and you'll find all that stuff there. That's all. Have a great day. Thanks.